name is Teddy Ruxpin, and I'd like to tell you about the time when...
Oh, Teddy.
What is it, Grubby?
Aren't you gonna introduce me?
Well, Grubby, of course.
And why is it you always introduce yourself first? Can't I be first sometime?
Well, I don't see why not, Grubby. Would you like me to start over?
Please.
Hello there. How are you? I'd like you to meet a very good friend of mine. The smartest, bravest octopede in all of Grundo. Grubby.
Aye. And I'd like you to meet Teddy Ruxpin. He's the guy who does my introductions.
Thanks, Grubby.
Think nothing of it.
In the meantime, I was about to tell about the time Newton Gimmick invented the multiplication table.
Oh, yeah. I was really beside myself that day.
It all started one morning, not too long ago, when Grubby and I returned to Gimmick's house after a morning walk.
Teddy! Grubby! How wonderful! You're just in time.
Just in time for lunch? Oh, goody.
No, no. Just in time to help me with an experiment.
An experiment?
Uh-oh. We've got to go, Gimmick. But I'll take you up on that lunch some other time, though.
Now, Grubby, let's hear what Gimmick has in mind.
Well, boys, I was about to test my new invention. I call it the multiplication table.
A multiplication table? You mean like the kind you memorize in school?
Yeah, like 2 times 1 is 2, and 2 times 2 is, an even bigger number?
No, this invention is entirely different. It's powered by one of the crystals we found in the hard-to-find city.
Oh.
Basically, it's a duplicating device designed to mix the molecules of objects placed upon it in such a way that a veritable doppelganger is the end result. It's really very simple.
Yeah, very simple.
Well, it is very simple, if you're naturally scientific as I am. I'm naturally scientific. With gizmos, I'm terrific. I don't take credit for this gift I've got. Some folks have got it, but most have not. I remember every thought that I've ever been taught, 'cause I'm naturally scientific.
That's very impressive, Gimmick.
If a thingamabob goes on the fridge, if a something or other breaks into bits, if a whatchamacallit falls apart, don't despair, take heart.
Oh, yeah?
Though technical training, admittedly, I lack, I was born with a certain scientific knack. I can fix anything that lesser minds cannot, from a feeble fetzer to a flower pot.
He can fix anything that lesser minds cannot, from a feeble fetzer to a flower pot.
Precisely. I'm naturally scientific.
Yes, he is.
With gizmos, I'm terrific.
That's great.
I don't take credit for this gift I've got. Some folks have got it, but most have not.
He remembers every thought that he's ever been taught,
'cause I'm naturally scientific.
Sometimes I wonder.
If you want an adventure, I'm your guy.
Like a pair of galoshes that can make you fly.
Or a popcorn kernel that won't pop loud.
Or an igloo big enough to handle any crowd.
No technical training, admittedly, I lack. I was born with a certain scientific knack. I'll invent anything even quicker than a wink, from a kitchen sofa to a living room sink.
He'll invent anything even quicker than a wink, from a kitchen sofa to a living room sink.
The reason I'm so great, even I cannot explain. It could be, it's simply fate, but it's probably my brain.
Probably his brain.
'Cause I'm naturally scientific.
He's naturally scientific.
That's me.
With gizmos, he's terrific.
I don't take credit for this gift I've got. Some folks have got it, but most have not.
He remembers every thought that he's ever been taught.
'Cause I'm naturally,
naturally,
naturally, naturally,
naturally scientific.
So you see, boys, if you're just naturally scientific, it's easy to come up with something as totally amazing as the multiplication table, the world's first duplicator.
Gimmick, do you mean to say that if you put something in this multiplication table, like an apple, then you'll get another apple out of nowhere?
Precisely. And it'll look and taste just like the first apple in every way.
Oh, boy. Let's try it. I'm hungry.
Well, Gimmick set some dials on his invention, put an apple underneath the table, and closed the curtain on it. Here we go! Then he pressed the start button. And a few seconds later, on top of the table, there suddenly appeared out of nowhere a bright, shiny, brand new banana!
Banana?
Oh, heaven to Grundo! Something must be slightly off.
Yeah, something or someone.
Perhaps if I adjust the shape perceiver over here and the citrus focus over here, we'll get more accurate results. Here we go.
Gimmick pressed the start button again, and a few seconds later, on top of the table, there suddenly appeared out of nowhere a bright, shiny, brand new orange.
An orange?
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Wait a minute, Gimmick. Let me mess with that stuff.
Oh, well, okay, Grubby, but be careful.
Grubby, are you sure you know what you're doing?
Of course I am. When it comes to gizmos and doodads, I'm just as naturally scientific as Gimmick is.
Really? I never knew that. Oh, then by all means, give it a try.
There. Okay, Gimmick, now try it.
Once again, Gimmick pressed the start button. A few seconds later, on top of the table, there suddenly appeared out of nowhere a bright, shiny, brand new monkey wrench.
Whoops.
A monkey wrench? Grubby, I should have known better. Naturally scientific indeed. Teddy, you'd better give me a hand in repositioning all these dials.
While I helped Gimmick reset the controls, Grubby wandered off. Soon everything seemed ready.
Well, that just about does it, Teddy.
Gee, Gimmick, what's that strange crunching sound?
Huh? Oh, well, that's probably a residual after effect of the sonic sensor being pushed. Not to worry.
Then we're all set?
Yes, everything is perfect. This time, absolutely nothing can possibly go wrong. Beyond a doubt, we shall soon see a bright, shiny, brand new apple.
So once again, Gimmick pressed the start button. And a few seconds later, on the top of the table, there suddenly appeared out of nowhere, Grubby.
Grubby? What?
Oh, hiya, fellas. What's going on?
Grubby, what are you doing there?
Well, you guys were wasting all that time messing around with the controls that I already fixed.
Wasting our time?
And being naturally scientific, I realized that since there was nothing wrong with Gimmick's multiplication table, there must be something wrong with that apple.
What?
So I decided to go behind the curtain and make sure that the apple tasted all right.
So that's what that strange crunching sound was.
But where's that crunching coming from?
It sounds like it's under the table.
That's funny. I was just down there, and there was nobody there but me.
Well, this crunching sound was too mysterious for Gimmick not to investigate. The apple couldn't be eating itself.
Nope, not usually.
So he pulled open the curtain under his multiplication table, stepped aside, and Gimmick and Grubby and I stood face to face with...
Grubby?
Me? Hiya, fellas. Hiya, Grubby. Hiya, Grubby. Hiya, Grubby yourself. Okay, hiya, Grubby myself. Oh, a smart guy, eh? Yep, and naturally scientific, too.
What's going on here? There are two Grubbies. I'm really confused.
No need to be confused, Teddy. This proves that my multiplication table actually works.
Gimmick explained that the Grubby on top of the table was an exact copy of the real Grubby, who had gone behind the curtain below the table to eat the apple.
Because I was naturally scientific.
And probably a little hungry, too. In the meantime, two Grubbies were still arguing with each other.
Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Enough! Everything was peaceful around here until you two met each other.
Gimmick is right, Grubby. Can't you and, the other Grubby be friends?
Who, me? Friends with that phony over there? Hey, who you calling a phony, Bugface? Bugface? Why, you, I oughta...
Ha! You couldn't talk your way out of a paper bag.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Just as Grubby's argument with Grubby was really heating up, a strange thing happened. The duplicate Grubby started to go in and out of focus.
Uh-oh. Whoa!
And then, just as suddenly as he had appeared before, he disappeared right in front of our eyes. My, my, wow!
It's about time he left.
Gimmick, what happened?
Well, I guess the multiplication table's effects are only, temporary.
You're right. Look, the banana, orange, and monkey wrench are disappearing too.
Well, not having that other guy around is no great loss.
Grubby, how can you say that?
Yes, Grubby. What did you have against the other Grubby anyway?
Just jealousy, I guess.
Jealousy?
Sure. That guy was too handsome for his own good.
Oh, Grubby. Did you enjoy that story? I did.
Me too. And you know, Teddy, I learned something very important that day.
You did?
Yep.
What was that, Grubby?
That I'm better at being me than anybody, even an exact duplicate. And I think each of us should be happy being ourselves, because we can do it better than anybody else.
Grubby, I couldn't agree with you more. I like being myself. I'm more like me than anybody I know. I like being myself. I'm always around wherever I go. I never have to wonder where I am or what I'll do. I must admit I've got a lot in common with me too. I guess that's why I'm happy being I. Yes, I like being myself. Yes, I like being myself. How about you, Grubby?
I like being myself. I'm pretty much accustomed to my ways now. I like being myself. It's really kind of easy cause I know how. I usually have the answer when somebody asks my name. I'm the guy inside the looking glass and I look much the same. So as you can see, I'm happy being me. Yes, I like being myself.
Okay.
Oh, I like being myself.
I suppose I would be you if I were you.
And if you were me, then you could be me too.
I see. That wouldn't be too bad, but what we've got's okay. Well, it's less confusing anyway.
I'll say.
I like